Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today's podcast is going to be on self-talk. For years and years and years, I talked very bad about myself, just inside my head and even out loud, and eventually my girls would start to fuss at me about it, and I realized that they had started to internalize some of my bad habits, and they were trying to correct me so that they could correct themselves. Thank God for that. So today I'm going to talk to you about the self, same thing. Your narrative, your story that you tell yourself and others speaks volumes about your mental state, about your spiritual state, and your psychological emotional state. So let me give you an example. You can go around saying, like I used to, I hate my body. I can't lose weight. I hate these stretch marks. I'll never look like I did before. I'm too old to try to lose weight. Who's ever going to love me looking like this? If you talk about yourself that way and you think that you're ugly, people will see you that way too. You can change the narrative and say the exact opposite. You know what? I like the way God made me. I'm happy being curvy or fluffy or slim. I'm perfect the way I am because that's the way God made me. I'm grateful for these stretch marks on my body because they're a product of me having children. The extra weight means that there's more for someone to hold on to and love. If I'm not happy with my health, I can do better and live longer by making better choices starting today. I'm going to be the healthiest version of myself. See the difference? So even though you realize in the second narrative that you're not perfect, that your body isn't perfect, if you want to change it, you can. Here's another story or dialogue narrative that we tell ourselves sometimes. Oh my gosh, I can't believe how old I am. Look at these gray hairs. I'm tired. My bones are cracking. I can't run anymore. I hate getting old. I'm sick all the time. I can't lose weight. Everybody's saying yes, ma'am, to me now. Men don't look at me anymore. My skin is sagging. This sucks. So you can either say that or you can say, you know what? Thank you, God, for letting me live to be this age. I know that babies die. I know that kids in high school die every day. So thank you for letting me grow and live to be an age where my body's changing and I have gray hair. I've earned them. Just because I'm not as physically beautiful as I was before in my eyes doesn't mean that I'm not in yours. I'm comfortable at my age and in my skin. I'm going to keep on dancing and I'm going to keep on living. Did you hear the difference? Okay, let's try one more. Oh my gosh, what have I done? I made the wrong career choice. I hate my job. Now I'm stuck in this job and career for the rest of my life. Is this all there is? I should have listened to my mother. I should have listened to my high school counselor. I should have listened to my husband. It's too late. I'll never be where I want to be. I've already peaked, and I'm only X number of years old. Or you can say this, everything comes to me at the perfect time, according to God's will and His plan. I'm comfortable where I am right now, and I'm going to learn whatever it is that God wants me to learn. I'm going to treat this job as a mission field where I can witness to others. And I'm going to appreciate it as a blessing because lots of people don't have a job. This is a temporary situation. I know that God has more for me. I know that He wants more for me. And I look forward to the next phase of my life and my career. I still have time to accomplish my goals. If I don't finish college in 4 years, so be it. I'm going to do things according to God's timetable and trust Him. So I hope that those examples have shown you how you can change self-talk. It's really important for you to think positively about yourself, because when you think positively about yourself, you will say positive things about yourself, which will cause other people to treat you positively. Be blessed.